K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, my name is Grant.
Hey, Grant, what's up going on?
Oh, not much. I was just calling. I'm a big fan of you guys, and I need some help. I went on a date with this girl named Autumn, and we went to high school. Like, I'm 34. I'm nothing fancy. I'm just like small town like boy. Like, I'm a cop and law enforcement. You know, I'm not really that good with women. You know. Well, I mean, I've gotten more confident. My job has helped me. You know. I have no problem with confidence with people on the job, but when it comes to women, I do get a little bit nervous. I don't know what to do exactly, but I went to high school with this girl, and, you know, we always got along, so I felt confident enough to call her up. You know, we connected on Facebook, and I ended up calling her on the phone, and I'm actually a pretty good cook, so I kind of went with that angle, and she agreed to come over to my house, and I cooked for her, and I was really excited for it because that's where I shine, you know what I mean? Like, I know how to cook. But it took a bad turn, and like it didn't end well at all.
Aww.
And you know, it kind of caught me off guard because I thought that was my strength, you know. But she turned me down for like a second date, you know. And I just need help from you guys, and maybe you can help me get my confidence back and get her back for a second date.
We will activate the Wonder Twin powers right now.
Exactly. You think, you know, with all those ladies flirting with you to get out tickets, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
That is illegal.
Fair enough. Well, what we're doing is not. So here's the deal, man. If you would you say her name was Autumn?
Yes.
Autumn. All right, Grant. Well, hold on the phone. We're going to grab her number off the air, and then we'll give her a buzz and have her back on in about 8-10 minutes, as long as she answers the phone for us.
Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Grant, let us get this straight here, dude. You have no problem saying license and registration. It's just everything outside of that, right?
Yeah. I just have no confidence on that other part. And,
well, we're in luck.
Easy, you know?
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. We're ringing. We're ringing.
Okay.
Hello.
Autumn?
Hi.
Well, hello.
Hi there.
This is Nancy and Fry from The Breakfast Club on K99. How are you?
I'm great. I love you guys. What's going on?
Are you always as positive in the morning?
I am. I'm a very happy person, and I also just am one of those people who loves you guys.
Well, good. Well, we're calling for a friend of yours, right, Fry?
That we are. Autumn, we got to chat with somebody who was named Grant, and he was very interested in you and was kind of curious to see what your thoughts were about him and why he can't seem to get you to go on a second date.
Whoa. Grant is a friend from the past, from high school, and I had a crush on him way back when. Boy, I really like Grant. I think he's sweet, and we actually had dinner recently, and it's hard. He's a good guy. I mean, it's, you know, but we're in a different place in our lives. Oh boy. I mean, I'm recently divorced. Gonna go back to school. Just wanting to kind of keep things as they were, fun and nice, and keep those memories of he and I in a great place. So, you know, we did go out recently. Do you guys want to hear the story?
Yes, absolutely.
It's a little embarrassing. When I agreed to have dinner with him, I was really looking forward to seeing him because I had the biggest crush on him, and I think he's such a good guy, and he's really hot. But he had invited me over. It was sweet. There was candles. He had made this beautiful dinner, and I had been kind of struggling with the conversation, to be honest with him. And while we were talking, I had started to drink. There wasn't any wine, so I started to nurse the beer and then gallop on the beer. That means I started to just chug it. For some reason, when we started eating the steak, you know, I didn't really feel very good. And, you know, at that point, Grant was deep into his hunting conversation, and I just had to exit the conversation politely and go to the bathroom. And when I came back, I just wanted to drink, and I continued to drink the beer, and then I got nauseous when he actually told me that the steaks weren't steaks, they were deer meat. And I, honestly, you guys, that took it. You know, it could have been anything but deer meat. I'm practically a vegetarian, and at this point, I am now vegan. I've never been so embarrassed. I have to go to the bathroom.
I'm sorry. What's wrong with deer meat?
Hold on, guys. Both of you, hold on. Just so you know, Autumn, Grant's actually on the phone. He's been listening to you.
What?
Yeah, he's listening.
Hi, Autumn. Look, I...
Oh, God. Guys, come on. Are you serious?
Look, this isn't fair because I read something that said that girls like it when guys cook for them, and I worked really hard on that. And actually, people prefer deer meat. There's been a study that people prefer deer meat. It's a hobby, you know, and I don't know. I don't understand why it was such a big deal. How do you think people killed cows? Do you think that they just, you know, you hit a button and they turn into a cheeseburger?
I had to convince myself, and I would really like you. So that combination really took a lot for me to come to your place. But deer is a foreign object to me. It's not something that I even want to think about putting in my mouth.
I think that you're not looking at this the right way, because I was driving, I was at work, I just pulled somebody over, and I took off, and I actually hit the deer. And it's like, what am I supposed to do? Just
Grant, come on, are you serious?
That was just a joke. I'm just kidding. I obviously did not hit roadkill and then serve it to you. I'm just kidding. But look, it is a communication error here. Like, I told you over the phone, I said, I'm going to cook you some nice venison steak. You know, my heart was in the right place, and I'd really like to make it up. And
I don't want to break. I can't hear it. I just don't want to date a guy who's into fishing and hunting and eats deer. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I just want to keep this what we had in the past. I decided I'm just going to be a vegetarian.
Why don't I just take you out to like a restaurant where, you know, you don't have to see any of my hunting trophies or anything right now?
Hey, we'll pay for it. We'll do it. We'll send y'all out.
Yeah, we'll get you a limo. We'll pay for the food, everything.
Guys, I don't want to seem like I'm being, you know, I don't want to do it.
Let me get this straight, though. Really, diet is that important to you that it would, that would be the deciding factor between us?
It's a lot of things. I thought, you know, I had a big crush on you, and it was sweet that you called me and we had dinner and everything up until the point that you brought those things onto the table and we ate them. And, you know, that kind of just reminded me that you are not the one. You're not the one. I want something different, and so do you, I think. And I don't want to do any more dates with you. Sorry. Let's Facebook it, man.
This is getting a little serious there, don't you think? Like, it was dinner. We weren't exactly, you know, this wasn't, you know, The Bachelor. I mean, take it one step at a time.
I'm trying to keep it easy. I'm trying to keep it real. I'm trying to keep it nice. You know, we got other people on the phone, and now we have the world probably listening to
Okay, for lack of beating a dead deer, I think this is not going anywhere. Y'all agree?
Yeah.
It's a nice try, Grant. I'm sure there are plenty of ladies out there who wouldn't mind dating a cop.
Thank you.
You know?
There are people with cop fetishes. I will say that.
Yes, yeah. And I have no problem with that. So let's just agree to disagree and y'all part ways. And
we tried.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I ask one more question?
Sure, Grant.
If I had had wine, would that have made a difference?
Grant.
He's taking notes for next time.
Yeah, he is.
I'm just, if I can't, if this didn't work out, I can at least get the next one right.
There you go.